Well, Mick, the important thing is after today you're in the quarterfinal. What was your verdict on the performance today?
I was over the moment with the performance today. Work rate, performance, some great scores got in the first half, and we had the wind, and they really fought and battled it out for an end up. Like, that was a tough game of football. That could have swung either way, but in fairness to the lads, by far that is their best performance of the year, and they deserve all the credit for it.
And Mick, can you put it down, because I know you're disappointed with the first two games, but what can you put it down to, the huge improvement in the level of performance today?
Well, they have been working awful hard on it. It just wasn't happening for them. Like, the last day we were out, we'd only one man to score, 8 points, and he was playing the middle of the field. We were just weren't clicking. It wasn't happening for us. I just don't know what happened in training this week, but that just all came together. And that's been over the space over the last 4 to 5 weeks. We've been working really, really hard. We were just wondering how it wasn't happening for us, but thank God today, when it really mattered, it did come right.
We knew St. James are a hard battling side, and they came back, and when they got that goal, were you concerned for the last 10 minutes there that they might get closer to you?
Well, Jesus, of course I was concerned. When you get to my age, I tell you, it's not good for the heart. But anyway, look, at the only thing I was pleased about, as I said earlier, they all battled and battled and battled, and I couldn't see, not saying that it couldn't have happened another goal, but we were very compact, and we, under that goal, we did never look like scoring a goal.
I thought what summed up for me as well, that battling quality, Michal, was that great interception by Colm Cadden near the end. He won possession when St. James had a lot of possession, but he broke the play up there at one stage.
Absolutely. He used his experience very, very well. But I'll tell you, I wouldn't like to name any one man there today. I just have to be talking to the lads there. The 16 lads that was on the field today, bringing on the sub and all, they were all brilliant today. Everybody, but in particular in the last 10 minutes when our shoulder was to the wheel, all the defence was on top class. And then our forwards came back and defended very well around that midfield area as well.
Yeah, and it was a tough day to play football against that win, Mick, and you got 5 valuable points into the win, which in the end of the day got you over the line.
We spoke about that at half time. We were going to have to try and take our chances, if whatever chances we got. They struggled for long periods in the first half when they were with the win. We knew that we were going to struggle as well to get scores. That wind wasn't simple, and as you know, Wexford Park wind is not easy play again when it's up.
Yeah, the one thing I've seen about the 3 games this weekend, Mick, teams are trying to play football now. A lot of this negative football seems to have gone out of the game, doesn't it?
Everybody is just black sick of looking at that sort of stuff. We've all been looking at it over the years, even at the county level, and it's a lot of the club teams try to play it and they're not able to play it. That's where a lot of the problem is. I would rather go out and have my co-hat and see what way it goes. We get beaten, but I'd still rather go out and play football the way it should be played.
Well, Mick, best of luck on the end of the quarterfinals. Thank you very much, Mick.
Thanks, Jerry. Yeah.